listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the right kind of rebellion. And from that, I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 14, verse 8, which says this. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. Now, Israel was on its way out of Egypt, and Pharaoh decided that it wasn't a good thing to let them go. So he sent the finest military technology against those fleeing Israelites, 600 chariots that raced towards the defenseless children of Israel. None of that mattered, because Israel had a bold trust in God. Our passage from Exodus makes it clear, the children of Israel went out with boldness. Pharaoh had the chariots, but Israel had boldness. Now, there's an idea behind those Hebrew words that we translate with boldness. And that idea includes the idea of rebellion against authority. The same Hebrew words are used just this way in 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. And Psalm 106, verses 7 through 12 describes this rebelliousness on the part of Israel at the Red Sea. It says this, "Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea." It seems that by nature, the Israelites of this generation were rebels. Their rebellious nature was good when it was against Pharaoh and all that he stood for. But their rebellious nature was bad when it was directed against the Lord or against Moses and against those things that the Lord and Moses stood for. So here's the question. Is it bad to be a rebel? It all depends on what you rebel against. It is good to rebel against the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil. It is good to rebel against the world system that rejects God. It's good to rebel against your fleshly nature. There's a lot of good rebellion that God wants us to enjoy. The trouble with most rebels is that they rebel against the wrong things. Unfortunately, our rebellion all too often gets directed against the Lord and the authorities that He establishes. On their way to the promised land, Israel would show plenty of that bad kind of rebellion. But at this moment, described in Exodus chapter 14, verse 8, they showed the good kind of rebellion. Here's a simple question. Which kind of rebellion is more evident in your life? Are you rebelling against the right things? The world, the flesh, and the devil? Don't waste your rebellion fighting against God, but put that rebellion in the right place today, rebelling against the enemies of God and the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.